that I can take out to locations that I'm interested in. For example, I really like Jericho Park. I don't know.
Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
Okay, now you can start. Just read that and you can improvise, you know, just...
Hi, my name is Tara Klein. I'm from Northeast Parent and Child Society, the largest foster care provider in upstate New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, New York.
Excellent. Perfect.
Nervous.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ann Cooper of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand.
Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Town of Ulster Police Chief Kyle Barardi said an investigation into a Friday, May 7th bomb threat at the Hudson Valley Mall that forced the county's coronavirus vaccination clinic to close for the day found no evidence of explosives. Barardi said a caller threatened to blow up the Dick's Sporting Goods store, which is located across a hallway from the former Best Buy store where the county operates its clinic. The threat was phoned in about 11:30 a.m., prompting the evacuation of the entire mall, Barardi said. Speaking by phone at 1:15 p.m., the chief said the mall was deemed safe after a search by state police bomb detection dogs found nothing, allowing the stores to reopen. The county's walk-in vaccination clinic began operating at 9 a.m. and was to remain open until 4:30 p.m. Dan Proctor, the county's director of COVID response, said the clinic would not reopen Friday, but it would resume operations as scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Monday, May 10th. County Executive Pat Ryan said in a prepared statement that, and I quote, "out of an abundance of caution, we have decided to close the site for the remainder of today, but will continue to operate as planned moving forward," end quote. Proctor said the 70 people staffing the clinic and approximately 20 patients had to leave the clinic space when the bomb threat was called in. Barardi said about a dozen employees of Dick's were also evacuated.
Berardi said police are taking the bomb threat seriously and are working to determine where the threat call originated. Hudson Valley Mall is located on Route 9W in the town of Ulster. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson's annual Pride Parade will not be happening this June, according to Out Hudson. Instead, there will be outdoor events in June and October. An October parade is not off the table, but at present, there are no definite plans. The nonprofit organization said in a statement, and I quote, "Due to the pandemic, Out Hudson has been unable to clearly move forward with organizing the annual parade and Pride Festival, traditionally held during the third week in June," end quote. It went on to state, and I quote, "Constraints to capacity and ongoing public health concerns continue to suspend our planning. As important as this weekend is to our mission, keeping local residents and visitors safe and comfortable remains Out Hudson's top priority," end quote. Charlie Ferrucci, Out Hudson co-founder and board member, said the organization decided to have outdoor events spread throughout the month of June to celebrate the tradition of Pride Month and a weekend festival of events in the fall when restrictions might be loosened. Ferrucci said, and I quote, "We're just not sure if we'll have the parade component yet," end quote. He added, and I quote, "It's also dependent on people's capacity. It's really a community event, and we need everyone's participation, so we have to gauge where everyone is at," end quote. The Hudson Pride celebration traditionally has been held on the third weekend of June, which is Father's Day weekend, so events don't overlap with neighboring celebrations in New Platts, Albany, and New York City. Collaborating partners, including Wise Bodies, the Hudson Area Library, the 10th Magazine, Chase Home Farm, Little Deb's Oasis, and the First Presbyterian Church. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. The Bern Knox Westerlo Board of Education has adopted a proposed $23.7 million budget for the 2021-22 school year, which includes a 2% tax levy decrease as well as increased spending on instruction. The spending plan was adopted following a unanimous vote at the board's April 19th meeting. In addition to the budget, the district's May 18th ballot will include an uncontested board election and proposition to purchase 3 72-passenger and 2 28-passenger buses. Superintendent Timothy Mondell said the tax levy cut was made possible by an increase in foundation aid, which is being expanded this year as the state moves toward fully funding court-required support by 2023. The increase in foundation aid will give the district an additional $194,000 to work with this year. Mondell said, and I quote, "I'll remind the community that we are overfunded in foundation aid and the formula over the next 3 years may not yield any additional dollars," end quote. The district will also receive just under $1.6 million through the Federal American Rescue Plan with 4 years to spend it. Mondell said, adding that once received, the money will be placed in a special aids fund, not the general fund, and I quote, "It will be used to supplement, not to supplant," end quote. The district's 2021-22 proposed spending totals $23,672,248, an increase of approximately 1% over the current budget. It reflects increases in the instruction, transportation, and central administration categories. Instruction will see the greatest increase, approximately 5% from last year. Mondell said, and I quote, "A good portion of that is having to budget for additional out-of-district placement students, and the rest is salaries." You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 54 degrees. It will be mostly cloudy Saturday night with a temperature low of around 39 degrees. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. And rain is likely on Sunday night, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, community radio.
Number
10,
number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Ring, 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 ring
Brand new music there from Mouse on Mars. The album's AAI, and the song was Go Tick there on the radio at WGXC.
Number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Here is a 2021 album from Cass McCombs. The album's called Tip of the Spear, and this song is not the Mojo Nixon song Root Hog or Die, but this is Root Hog or Die by Cass McCombs.
Stakes is high.
number
8.
You're listening to the radio. Here is new music on Bandcamp from Zuna Drop, and the song is called Recent Facts. Those were some recent facts from Izuna Drop from their album Million Sunday out in 2021.
Number
7. Here is Hudson's Buchan Gace performing with So Percussion that works out of Bard College sometimes, often. This release came out this year. It's called A Record Of from 2021, and this is the full version of Diazepam from Buchan Gace and So Percussion on the radio at WGXC. Thank you. 2021 music from Buick and Gace from Hudson, there with the song Diazepam on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number six. Thank you.
That was the Flow Trio with the song Glistening. The Flow Trio is Louis Belaginas, Joe Morris, and Rashid Baker. And they were joined there by Poughkeepsie's own Joe McPhee on a song from the 2021 album Winter Garden.
Number five.
We'll be right back.
Streams of tears run through trails of unseen landscapes. Soulless water never seems to dance like ballerinas. Raindrops of a thousand needles pierce skin, a punctured heart. A collapsed wall amounts to, I don't give a damn. Talking plants hug resilient vessels.
That was James Brandon Lewis with the song Fallen Flowers from his Jessup Wagon album out in 2021. Lewis is the composer and plays tenor sax on the record, with Kirk Knuff on cornet, the legendary William Parker on bass, Chris Hoffman on cello, and Chad Taylor on drums.
Number
four. Here's more 2021 music from the album Future Times. This is the song Modern Ruins from Plankton Watt on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you. number three.
Here is 2021 music from Food Man. The song is called Hoshikuzo Tenbudai. Florist up on the mountain in Palenville, Hunter Way, somewhere around there. Some of the florist folks hang out. They have a new album out in 2021 called The Rock, and this song is called Top Down from Florist.